Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's ODOO.com.
Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. News Radio 105.9 and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
It's 1:30. Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. A man set to be deported as his daughter fights cancer is the subject of a court hearing in Chicago.
This is Carolina Garibay. An annual progress report from CPS shows big gains in key academic areas.
This is Mike Krauser. The Bears offer millions to the city in exchange for a property tax break for a stadium development in Arlington Heights.
Several new polls track the closely watched race for mayor of New York. Sports, the Blackhawks are in Winnipeg to take on Jonathan Taves and the Jets. Ravens and Dolphins square off on Thursday Night Football. The Bears face off against the Bengals in Cincinnati on Sunday. Business, the markets are mixed. The Dow up 74 points. NASDAQ down 254. The S&P 500 down 34. It's 11:31. Topping our news at the half hour. A judge is allowing the father of a cancer patient to be released on bail after being taken into custody by federal immigration agents. The story from WBBM's Nancy Hardy.
The release of Ruben Torres Maldonado follows an immigration judge's decision to grant him a $2,000 bond. In a short virtual hearing, Judge Eva Saltzman wished the 40-year-old luck and his daughter a full recovery. 16-year-old Ophelia Torres is being treated for rhabdomyosarcoma. She says in a video posted to GoFundMe, her dad is the primary caregiver for her four-year-old brother while her mother stays with her in the hospital. Torres was picked up by ICE agents almost 2 weeks ago at a Home Depot in Niles. Homeland Security says he entered the U.S. illegally from Mexico 22 years ago. A different judge ruled Torres's rights were violated when he was detained without a bond hearing. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
This portion sponsored by Advent. Chicago Public Schools have released its yearly report on student progress and success.
CPS says the district's 2024-2025 annual academic data shows continued gains across many academic areas, including high graduation and freshman on-track rates and stronger college persistence. More than 56% of graduates earned early college or career credentials, while the four-year graduation rate rose to almost 83%, up from roughly 75% in 2016. The report says graduates also earned a record $3.1 billion in scholarships, the highest reported in district history. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Bears are offering $25 million to the city of Chicago as the team looks to change the minds of lawmakers who are reluctant to approve a long-term property tax break for a stadium in Arlington Heights.
The $25 million would benefit the city and the Park District. Cranes reports the offer was made in a letter to Representative Cam Buckner and Senator Bill Cunningham. Buckner has been a vocal critic of the move to the suburb and has introduced legislation that could force the team to repay subsidies if it relocates before the lease is up at Soldier Field. The governor has said the team should pay off more than $500 million in debt from the renovation of the stadium. The letter addresses that as well. It says there seems to be a misconception that the Chicago Bears are responsible, noting that the team put up $200 million and $400 million in bonds was issued. It says that's the responsibility of the Illinois Sports Facilities Authority. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The federal government shutdown is closing in on the one-month mark with no end in sight. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Pressure is intensifying on Congress with several key deadlines converging.
It's being promoted as art you can feel. WBBM's Lisa Fielding takes us inside the new Balloon Museum, now open in Chicago's Avondale neighborhood.
Welcome to Emotion Air.
At the corner of Diversey and Pulaski, behind a strip mall, a giant warehouse transformed into the world's first traveling museum dedicated to inflatable art.
A traveling exhibition where art and emotion become one.
The 18-room space is part of Field Studio. The exhibit takes patrons through a labyrinth of modern art in the form of large-scale balloon installations. Museum creator Antonella DeLullo says it's a sensory experience that explores how creativity connects to emotion.
So we asked different artists to create an artwork and choose one emotion to show to the public.
Since its debut in 2021, Balloon Museum's exhibitions have drawn more than 7 million visitors worldwide.
For us, it's important that the public can interact with the artwork and with the message of each artwork.
It'll be in Chicago through April. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.